Welcome to the final episode of Interviews Cracking the Entrepreneur Bottleneck. After more than 4 years running the podcast and nearly 170 interviews with seasoned entrepreneurs across the globe and industries, it's time to bring this adventure to a close. When I started this journey back in February 2020, the world was grappling with COVID-19 pandemic. Launching the podcast was my way of connecting with the outside and establishing credibility in the entrepreneurial space. I wanted to provide a platform for seasoned entrepreneurs who often go unnoticed but make a significant impact every day. Moreover, it was an opportunity for me to continue learning about entrepreneurship and enhance my ability to advise clients effectively. The podcast has been a tremendous success for me, achieving more than the goals I set up for it. At its peak, it garnered a listenership of around 2,000 people a month. While it initially posed challenges in finding guests, I eventually reached a point where potential guests were reaching out to me regularly. However, as the podcast grew in popularity, I realized that taking it to the next level would require a significant investment of time and resources. To expand the audience and make a bigger impact, I would need to transition into a more professional podcaster role. This would involve extensive training, hiring a team, and improving marketing efforts. While I enjoy podcasting, my true passion lies in coaching. I'm a coach first and foremost, and I want to dedicate more of my time and energy developing my coaching services and skills. The podcast has served its purpose, and now it's time for me to double down on coaching. All episodes will remain available on your favorite podcast platforms until the end of the year 2024. After that, they will be exclusively available on my YouTube channel. Links can be found in the show notes. I've loved every conversation I've had on this podcast. I mean, talking to entrepreneurs has been incredibly fulfilling, and each discussion has enriched my understanding of entrepreneurship and the bottlenecks entrepreneurs face, of course. While every guest has contributed to my growth, there are a few who left a lasting impact. Most recently, episode 147, Three Powerful Ways to Propel Your Business to Massive Growth with Orin Klopper, co-founder of NetSuite, stands out. Our conversation delves into powerful strategies for boosting business, including breaking bottlenecks through delegation and prioritizing purpose-driven, people-centric approaches. I also fondly remember episode 117, Lessons Learned from 24 Years of Entrepreneurship with Jay Boussada, co-founder and CEO of ThrillWorks. Jay shared valuable insights on the importance of purpose and staying true to your vision, even in the face of adversity. Lastly, episode 130, Challenging Leadership Norms and Disrupting the Status Quo with Rachel Ryder, an executive coach, offered profound insights into modern leadership and the importance of doing it differently. I can also mention my conversations with Bob Utfong and Tim Ito, the authors of the BS Dictionary, Kurt Blackson on the Magic of Surrender, Mark Wood, an explorer who is currently attempting 100 days solo in the Arctic, Derek McManus, the human durability expert former SWAT, who was shot 14 times while on a mission, Howard Berg, the world's fastest reader, Flynn from Smart Passive Income, Atis Souvary, the host of Get Legally Speaking, UK's number one consumer podcast with 5 million downloads. Cara Golden, founder of Hint, 150 million USD business, started from zero in 2005. Ellen Jones, critically acclaimed and award-winning actor and film director. Or Steve Melwish, co-founder of Property Guru Group, which IPO'd at New York Stock Exchange in March 2022 and is now valuated at 1.6 billion USD. As you can see, I was busy. You can listen to all these episodes and more on your favorite podcast platforms and my YouTube channel. As for what's next, I won't be disappearing from social media. I would be focusing on my mission to educate entrepreneurs about their bottlenecks and help them overcome the obstacles holding them back. In the coming months, you can expect to see a range of initiatives that build upon the themes I've explored in this podcast, from personalized coaching and strategic resources to actionable tools. My focus will remain on providing tangible support and guidance to mid-career entrepreneurs during their journey. Additionally, I'll be launching a series of regular videos titled The Bottleneck Breakthrough, where I'll dive deep into specific bottlenecks and tactics for overcoming them. These videos will also feature regular insights from experienced entrepreneurs offering practical advice on how they address their own bottlenecks. So make sure you don't miss any future epic videos. Subscribe to my YouTube channel today. And also, let's not forget about the Bottleneck Digest, my bi-weekly newsletter packed with curated resources, expert insights, and exclusive updates. It's the perfect companion if you're looking to stay informed and inspired on your journey to entrepreneurial success. Now, if you want to take the first step towards uncovering and addressing your bottlenecks, then I suggest to try out the Bottleneck Index. It's a tool that will quickly help you identify your hidden bottlenecks, assess the potential impact on your business, and provide you with practical suggestions to tackle them. Plus, it will give you your overall bottleneck score. So don't guess, assess your bottlenecks now. And for further guidance, be sure to download my ebook, Thrive: 8 Essential Tactics to Excel as an Entrepreneur and Propel Your Business Forward. Each tactic is designed to boost your company, ensuring you overcome common bottlenecks that stifle growth. Whether you are a seasoned entrepreneur or just starting, these insights are tailored to shape your perspective on how you approach your business. The links to my YouTube channel, newsletter, Bottleneck Index, and my ebook can be found in the show notes. So, while this may be the end of one chapter, my exploration of entrepreneurship and the pursuit of overcoming bottlenecks doesn't stop here. As entrepreneurs, we understand that growth and evolution are constant in our journey. So I invite you to join me as I continue to break through bottlenecks, unlock potential, and empower entrepreneurs to thrive. Thank you for being part of this journey. And here's to these exciting adventures that lie ahead. Until then, stay inspired, stay resilient, and stop being the bottleneck in your business. Bye for now.